long time ago, there was an old woman who lived alone with her big white dog. One morning, she got up and decided to visit her daughter, who lived way up over the mountain. Now, the dog would have gotten into trouble if she'd brought the dog along, so she left it at home. "You stay here and take care of the house," she told the dog. Then off across the narrow mountain path she went. As she walked along, she passed a cave, and from the cave she heard a strange noise. The old woman really tried to hurry past the cave, but just as she got beside it, out popped a genie. Now, some genies are invisible, but this one could be seen, and it was ugly, and it looked just like an ogre. Some genies are nice and give away wishes, but this one was not nice. He was mean, and he looked at her with horrible looks, and he was licking his lips. Some genies will leave people alone and let them go on their way. But this genie stepped into her path and said, "I am hungry." The old woman said, "I'm hungry too. I'm going to my granddaughter's home because she makes good cakes and other foods. What are you going to eat?" "I am going to eat you," said the genie in a most terrible voice. Then he laughed. In a way that the woman did not think was very funny at all. "I would not make much of a meal for you," said the old woman. "Why not let me go up the mountain to my daughter's house? This is the only path back down the mountain, so I must pass here again. Why not wait here until I come back nice and fat?"
"That's exactly what I will do," said the genie. "Hurry up and go get fat. I will wait right here, and I will eat you when you come back."
The old woman walked until she came to her granddaughter's house. Her granddaughter was so glad to see her that she fed her cakes and kebabs and flatbreads and treats of all kinds. By the time the old woman was full, her cheeks and belly were much rounder than before. "I don't really want to go home, but I left my big white dog alone and he will be getting hungry. But I'm afraid to go past the big cave beside the path on my way home. A genie lives in the cave. He's not the nice kind of genie that gives away wishes. He's the hungry kind of genie that wants to eat me for his dinner," said the grandmother to the granddaughter. "Oh, grandmother," said the girl, "I have an idea." Then the granddaughter cut open the top of a giant pumpkin that grew in her garden. The granddaughter hollowed out the pumpkin. "Get inside, Grandma, and I will put the top on. Then you can roll home inside the pumpkin. The genie will never recognize you. Genies don't like to eat pumpkins." The old woman got inside the pumpkin, and her granddaughter pushed the top on tightly. The granddaughter rolled the pumpkin to the edge of the path. She gave it a gentle push, then she let it go. The path was gentle at first, so the pumpkin rolled along slowly, and as it rolled, the old woman sang, "Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Pippity-pump-pump goes my pumpkin, pippity-pump-pump, roll along. Pippity-pump-pump goes my pumpkin, pippity-pump-pump, roll along." The genie saw the pumpkin rolling down the path, but genies don't like pumpkins, so at first he left it alone. He was looking for the old woman so he could eat her. The path became more steep, and the pumpkin rolled faster, and the old woman sang louder and faster. "Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Bippity-bump-bump goes my pumpkin, bippity-bump-bump, roll along. Bippity-bump-bump goes my pumpkin, bippity-bump-bump, roll along." Now the genie kept watching that pumpkin. He heard the singing. Then he thought, "Pumpkins cannot sing. That old woman is trying to fool me." He sat down on his tail and held out his bare feet and stopped the pumpkin with his feet as the old woman tried to roll past his cave. "What are you?" asked the genie.
"I'm a pumpkin," said the old woman.
"No, you are not," said the genie. "You're that old woman who I promised to eat."
"I'm a pumpkin," said the woman again. Please push me down the hill and let me go.
Pumpkins cannot sing, said the genie. You come out so I can eat you.
I can't, said the old woman.
Yes, you can, said the genie.
No, I can't, said the old woman, unless you say the magic words.
Okay, said the genie. Please and thank you.
Not those magic words, said the old woman.
You must say, come here, my big white dog.
So the genie said,
come here, my big white dog.
But the pumpkin did not open, and the old woman did not come out.
It didn't work, and I am still hungry, said the genie, shaking the pumpkin.
You must say the words louder and faster, said the old woman.
So the genie said the words again, louder and faster.
Come here, my big white dog.
Still the pumpkin did not open.
You almost have it right, said the old woman.
Say the words louder and faster one more time, and I know I will be able to come out of the pumpkin.
So the genie shouted, come here, my big white dog.
Then he heard,
hur, 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 hur.
The big white dog came running up the mountain and chased the genie far away. Then the dog gave the pumpkin a push, and it rolled the rest of the way home with the old woman still inside.
Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll my pumpkin, roll along. Pippity-pump-pump goes my pumpkin, pippity-pump-pump, roll along. Pippity-pump-pump goes my pumpkin, pippity-pump-pump, roll along.
And when they got home, the old woman did come out of the pumpkin, safe and sound and a little more round, the singing pumpkin.